Trinadapi sunichena, tarar eva sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sada hari. Hare nama, hare nama, hare namai vakivalam, kalo nastyeva, 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 gatir anyata. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as composed by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, this Krishna book is a summary study of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which Srila Prabhupada wrote in Los Angeles while he was staying in an apartment in Beverly Hills, California, provided by his loving disciples, sometime in the year 1968-69. Chapter number 78, The Killing of Dantavakra and Vidurata. After the demise of Shishupala, Shalva, and Poundraka, a foolish demoniac king of the name Dantavakra wanted to kill Krishna to avenge the death of his friend Shalva. He became so agitated that he appeared on the battlefield without the proper arms and ammunition, and without even a chariot. His only weapon was his great anger, which was red hot. He carried only a club in his hand, but he was so powerful that when he moved, everyone felt the earth tremble. When Lord Krishna saw him approaching in a very heroic mood, Krishna immediately got down from his chariot, for it was a rule of military etiquette that fighting should take place only between equals. Knowing that Dantavakra was alone and armed with only a club, Lord Krishna responded similarly and prepared himself by taking his club in his hand. When Krishna appeared before him, Dantavakra's heroic march was immediately stopped, just as the great furious waves of the ocean are stopped by the beach. At that time, Dantavakra, who was the king of Karusha, stood firmly with his club and spoke to Lord Krishna as follows. It is a great pleasure and fortunate opportunity, Krishna, that we are seeing each other face to face. My dear Krishna, after all, you are my maternal cousin, and I should not kill you in this way. But unfortunately, you have committed a great mistake by killing my friend Shalva. Moreover, you are not satisfied by killing my friend. I know that you want to kill me also. Because of your determination, I must kill you by tearing you to pieces with my club. Krishna, although you are my relative, you are foolish. You are our greatest enemy. So I must kill you today, just as a person removes a boil on his body by a surgical operation. I am always very much obliged to my friends, and I therefore consider myself indebted to my dear friend Shalva. I can liquidate my indebtedness to him only by killing you. As the caretaker of an elephant tries to control the animal by striking it with his trident, Dantavakra tried to control Krishna simply by speaking strong words. After finishing his vituperation, Dantavakra struck Krishna on the head with his club and made a roaring sound like a lion. But Krishna, although struck strongly by the club of Dantavakra, did not move even an inch, nor did he feel any pain. Taking his Kaumodaki club and moving very skillfully, Krishna struck Dantavakra's chest so fiercely that Dantavakra's heart split in twain. As a result, Dantavakra began to vomit blood. His hair scattered, and he fell to the ground, spreading his hands and legs. Within only a few minutes, all that remained of Dantavakra was a dead body on the ground. After the death of Dantavakra, just as at the time of Shishupala's death, in the presence of all persons standing there, a small particle of spiritual effulgence came out of the demon's body and very wonderfully merged into the body of Lord Krishna. Dantavakra had a brother named Vidurata, who was overwhelmed with grief at Dantavakra's death. Out of grief and anger, Vidurata was breathing very heavily, and just to avenge the death of his brother, he appeared before Lord Krishna with a sword and a shield in his hands. He wanted to kill Krishna immediately. When Lord Krishna understood that Vidurata was looking for the opportunity to strike him with his sword, he employed his Sudarshana Chakra, his razor-sharp disc, and without delay cut off Vidurata's head with its helmets and earrings. In this way, after killing Shalva and destroying his wonderful airplane, and then killing Dantavakra and Vidurata, Lord Krishna at last entered his city, Dwaraka. It would not have been possible for anyone but Krishna to kill these great heroes, and therefore all the demigods from heaven and the human beings on the surface of the globe were glorifying him. Great sages and ascetics, the denizens of the Siddha and Gandharva planets, the denizens known as Vidyadharas, Vasuki, and the Mahanagas, the beautiful angels, the inhabitants of Pitriloka, the Yakshas, the Kinnaras, and the Charanas all showered flowers upon him, and they sang songs of his victory in great jubilation. Decorating the entire city very festively, the citizens of Dwaraka held a great celebration. And when Lord Krishna passed through the city, all the members of the Vrishni dynasty and the heroes of the Yadu dynasty followed him with great respect. These are some of the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna, the master of all mystic power and the lord of all cosmic manifestations. Those who are fools, who are like animals, sometimes think that Krishna is defeated, but factually, he is the supreme personality of Godhead, and no one can defeat him. He always remains victorious over everyone. Krishna alone is God, and all others are his subservient order carriers. You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You may like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. You're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict, prancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high-degree thief. They may call you doctor, or they may call you chief. But you still have to serve somebody. Right you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You might be a state trooper, you might be a young Turk. Maybe the head of some cable TV network. You may be rich or poor, you might be blind or lame. Maybe living in Panama under another name. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a construction worker working on a home. You might be living in a mansion. You might live in a dome. You may own guns, or you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord. You may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Maybe a preacher preaching spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. You may be somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir, but you still have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
a vegetarian, you might be a carnivore, you might join Weight Watchers, or you simply might like to eat more. You may like to eat your bodies, or you might like to eat bread. You may be sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
He may be Gisella, or Pavanango Paul. You may be Jane the Cat, or you might be Sarva Paul. You may be a Christian, a Hindu or Jew. You may be gay or lesbian, but no matter who you do, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody. Serve somebody. Serve somebody.
Chanting Jaffa beads in my hand, sitting here chanting a Jaffa beads in my hand. But why I'm feeling so offensive, I really don't understand. Well, I'm a fallen soul, and I'm a long way from home. Said I'm a fallen soul, and I'm a long way from home. I never feel blissful, 'cause everything I ever do is wrong. Let me be a little bit of dust at his lotus. Just let me be a little bit of dust at Krishna's lotus feet. 'Cause if I don't get his mercy, my life will simply end in defeat. Help me, Lord. If you can't stop your sinning, why don't you chant the name? Said if you can't stop your sinning, honey, why don't you chant the name? 'Cause if you just stay in Maya, you've only got yourself to blame. So if you don't like my chanting, why don't you take prasad? Said if you don't like my chanting, why don't you take prasad? 'Cause it's the nature of Sankirtan, sure to drown in love of God. Thank you very much. Thank you. So now, as a special treat, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This excerpt ties in with today's class at the time of the killing of Dantavakra by Lord Krishna. And in this section that I've selected, you will hear how Krishna finally returned to Vrindavan. So listen carefully as I read this narration. So in chapter 78 of the 10th canto, there is a verse that appears at the end of that section where Krishna kills Dantavakra and Vidurata. Verse number 16. Evang Yogeshvara Krishno Bhagavan Jagad Ishvaraha Iyate Pashu Dristinam Nirjito Jayatiti Saha. Thus Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of all mystic power, and Lord of the universe, He is ever victorious. Only those of beastly vision think He sometimes suffers defeat. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti gives the following elaborate commentary on this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. Concerning the killing of Dantavakra, the Uttarakhanda of the Padma Purana contains further details. Then, hearing that Shishupal had been killed, Dantavakra went to Mathura to fight against Krishna. When Krishna, moreover, heard of this, he mounted his chariot and went to Mathura. Between the two of them, Dantavakra and Lord Vasudev, there then began a battle at the gate of Mathura that lasted all day and night. Finally, Krishna struck Dantavakra with his club, at which point Dantavakra fell lifeless to the ground. All his limbs smashed like a mountain shattered by a lightning bolt. Dantavakra achieved the liberation of gaining a form equal to the Lord's, and thus he also achieved the Lord's eternal supreme abode, which is obtainable by perfect yogis and which bestows the happiness of everlasting spiritual bliss. And so it was that Jai and Vijay, apparently because of being cursed by Sanaka and his brothers, but actually to facilitate the Supreme Lord's pastimes, descended to this material world, and in three consecutive lifetimes were killed by the Lord himself. Then, at the completion of these three lifetimes, they attained liberation. In this passage of the Padma Purana, the words Krishna stutach trutva, meaning when Krishna heard of this, indicate that the Lord heard from Narada, who travels as swiftly as the mind, that Dantavakra had gone to Mathura. Therefore, immediately after killing Shalva, without first entering Dwaraka, the Lord reached the vicinity of Mathura in a single moment on his chariot, which also moves as swiftly as the mind. And there he saw Dantavakra. Thus, it is even that today, by the gate of Mathura, facing the direction of Dwaraka, there is a village known in the vernacular as Datiha, a name derived from the Sanskrit Dantavakraha, or killer of Dantavakra. This village was founded by Krishna's great-grandson, Vadra. In the same section of the Padma Purana, these statements follow. After killing Vidurata, Krishna crossed the Yamuna and went to the cowherd village of Nanda, where he honored and consoled his aggrieved parents. They drenched him with tears and embraced him. And then the Lord offered obeisances to the elder cowherd men and gratified all the residents with abundant gifts of clothing, ornaments, and so on. Lord Keshava sported continuously with the cowherd women on Kalindi's charming bank, which was filled with pious trees. Thus, the Supreme Lord, assuming the appearance of a cowherd boy, resided there for 2 months, enjoying the pleasure of intimate pastimes in various moods of loving reciprocation. Then, by Lord Vasudev's grace, Nanda Maharaj and all the other residents of that place, together with their children and wives, assumed their eternal spiritual forms, boarded a celestial airplane, and ascended to the supreme Vaikuntha planet known as Goloka Vrindavan. Lord Krishna, however, after bestowing on Nandagopa and all the other inhabitants of Braja his own transcendental abode, which is free of all disease, traveled through the sky and returned to Dwaraka as demigods chanted his praises. In his Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami comments as follows. Since Drona and other demigods had previously descended to earth to merge as partial expansions into the king of Raja and other devotees of Vrindavan, at this time it was these demigod expansions whom Lord Krishna sent off to Vaikuntha. Lord Hari is perpetually enjoying pastimes in Vrindavan with his intimate devotees. The residents of Gokula, who are dearer to him than even his most dear other devotees. In the passage of the Padma Purana, the word Putra in the phrase Nanda Gopadaya Sarva Jana Putra Dharadi Sahita, Nanda Gopa and the others, together with their children and wives, refers to such sons as Krishna, Sridham, and Subal, while the word Dhar refers to such wives as Sri Yashoda and Kirtida, the mother of Radharani. The phrase Sarve Jana, all the people, refers to everyone living in the district of Vraja. Thus, they all went to the topmost Vaikuntha planet, Goloka. The phrase Divya Rupa Dhara indicates that in Goloka, they engage in pastimes appropriate to demigods, not those suited to humans, as in Gokula. Just as during Lord Ramachandra's incarnation, the residents of Ayodhya were transported to Vaikuntha in their self-same bodies, so in this incarnation of Krishna, the residents of Vraja attain to Goloka in theirs. Lord Krishna's journey from Dwaraka to Vraja is confirmed in the following passage of Srimad Bhagavatam, found in Canto 1, Chapter 11, Verse 9. O Lotus-Eyed Lord, whenever you go away to Mathura, Vrindavan, or Hastinapur to meet your friends and relatives, every moment of your absence seems like a million years. Lord Krishna had been harboring a desire to go see his friends and relatives in Vraja ever since Lord Baladeva had gone there. But his mother, father, and other elders in Dwaraka had refused to give him permission. Now, after the killing of Shalva, however, when Krishna heard from Narada that Dantavakra had gone to Mathura, no one could object to the Lord's going there immediately without first entering Dwaraka. And after killing Dantavakra, he would have the opportunity to meet with his friends and relatives living in Vraja. Thinking like this, and also remembering Uddhava's allusion to the gopis in the words Gayantite Vishadakarma, Krishna went to Vraja, dispelling the feelings of separation of the inhabitants. For 2 months, Lord Krishna enjoyed in Vrindavan, just as before, previous to his leaving there to kill Kamsa in Mathura. Then, at the end of 2 months, he withdrew his Vraja pastimes from mundane eyes by taking the demigod portions of his parents and other relatives and friends to Vaikuntha. Thus, in one complete plenary manifestation, he went to Goloka in the spiritual world. In another, he remained perpetually enjoying in Vraja while invisible to material eyes. And in yet another, he mounted his chariot and returned alone to Dwaraka. The people of Sarasena province thought that after killing Dantavakra, Krishna had paid a visit to his parents and other dear ones and now was returning to Dwaraka. The people of Vraja, on the other hand, could not understand where he had suddenly disappeared to, and so they were totally astonished. Furthermore, Shukadev considered that Parikshit Maharaj might think, how is it that the same Krishna who caused the cowherds to attain Vaikuntha in their self-same bodies also caused the residents of Dwaraka to attain such an inauspicious condition in the course of his Maushala Leela. Thus, the king might consider the arrangement unfair because of his own affinity for the Yadus. That is why Shukadeva Goswami did not allow him to hear this pastime, which, as mentioned above, is related in the Uttarakanda of Sri Padma Purana. In the Sri Vaishnava Toshini, Sanatan Goswami's commentary on the 10th canto, we find the following sequential list of pastimes. First was the journey on the occasion of the solar eclipse, then the Rajasuya assembly, then the gambling match, an attempted disrobing of Draupadi, then the Pandavas' exile to the forest, then the killing of Shalva and Dantavakra, and then Krishna's visit to Vrindavan, and finally the winding up of the Vrindavan pastimes. Thus ends today's narration of Krishna Book and Srimad Bhagavatam.
promise I'll meet you in next life for sure. I'll meet you in the next life for sure. You must pay the price. Lust was in your eyes. Now today you find you should change your mind. Don't do what you did the night before. You were spreading lies. You were so unwise. Death is always near. Now you're full of fear. Don't do what you did the night before. This life is the life you can remember, Krishna. When you chant his holy out of Maya. You were so enticed. You were full of vice. Now you must think twice. Just take my advice. So don't do what you did the night before. Do it! Don't do what you did the night before. This life is the life you can remember, Krishna. When you chant his holy name, you get out of Maya. You were not so nice. Now you're on thin ice. This ain't paradise. Learn to sacrifice. Come out of the darkness and into the light. You know you're in Maya. Get up and fight and admit to yourself what you're doing ain't right. Surrender to Krishna with all of your might. Now this world is just like a desert. Not even one drop of water I can find. Although I tried so very hard, I just can't achieve peace of mind. Don't play with life, it's not a game. Play with the knife of God's holy name. Want to enjoy, but haven't you learned? Heaven can't be bought, it has to be earned. Jump out of the darkness and into the light. You know you're in Maya. Get up and fight and admit to yourself what you're doing ain't right. Surrender to enough with all of your might.
That's it for today. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.